This is Hardy Wallace. It's July 26th, 2018. And this episode is coming to you fueled by organic Brazil nuts, cheap gas station coffee, a bad idea stop at Popeyes before heading to the gym, and the new bingo scratch-off card from the California lottery that took $3 of my money and 10 minutes of my time that I will never, ever get back. On Tuesday, I headed up to Shake Ridge Ranch Vineyard in the Sierra Foothills. It's in Amador County in the town of Sutter Creek, and it's about 105 miles from downtown Napa. For those that aren't familiar with the Sierra Foothills, either as a wine-growing region in California or historically, it was the epicenter of the California Gold Rush. And even now, in towns in El Dorado, Amador, Calaveras, and other counties, if you get a chance to go through some of these towns, a lot of them are beautifully historically preserved, and you get a look and feel for kind of California's version of the Wild West. It's really cool, it's beautiful, and very different than other wine-growing regions that you'll visit in California. So coming out of the town of Sutter Creek and heading up into where Shake Ridge Ranch is, you start going into what feels like alpine forest. It starts getting a lot more piney, a lot more hilly, and from certain vantage points on the road on the way up, or on the vineyard itself, you can actually see into snow-capped peaks in the Sierra. That might be about an hour's drive away. Along with that, gold mining was a huge part of the culture there, and even now, from certain spots on the ranch, you can hear far-off explosions as gold mining is something that's still going on in the region. Shake Ridge Ranch has always felt like home for us. In the summer of 11, my wife and I moved up to work on the vineyard crew and live on the ranch. She stayed up there for harvest of 2011, to where I got down on my knee and proposed, and it's always held just a spot for us that is beyond wine and really just feels like it's part of our family. We produce about 90 to 115 cases of Shake Ridge each year, all 100% Merved. And we look at doubling that this year as we've taken on a third block of Merved there. What we find very different, though, is that we work with the same clone, clone 369, on two different rootstocks, and it is incredible to see how that rootstock affects the cluster morphology. On St. George rootstock, we produce a super loose cluster with very small berries, and on 110R, we have what I would consider a loose cluster, but nowhere near like St. George, but with very short and stumpy clusters. So if you're walking through these blocks and not looking at the leaves, it almost looks like two totally different grape varieties. One thing I think you'll find across the board with Shake Ridge Ranch Vineyard wines, and it doesn't make a difference if it's from producers making Rhone varieties, making Spanish varieties, but they all contain this belly-warming fruit that borders on slightly smoky to peaty flavors. And I think that's really due to a lot of the volcanic soils, the temperatures, that mix of quartz and granite that's also in there, that's just really distinctive across all the producers. And though Shake isn't a huge property, there are a lot of folks that make wine off it. Just off the top of my head, some to check out: Enfield, Ferdinand, Steve Edmonds from Edmonds St. John produced his first wine from Shake in 16. You've got new wines coming out from Bedrock, Jolie Led, Desire Lines, and folks that have been there a long time like Favia, Keplinger, Tribute to Grace, among many more. We're seeing the first signs of erosion at the top of some of our blocks, and our elevation goes up to almost 2,000 feet. With that, we're looking to be right about 10 days behind 2017, and in 17 we picked on September 20th and September 30th. We have a little bit of a heat spike going on this week where we're seeing basically 3 days of about 100 degrees Fahrenheit, so I expect that to tighten up a little bit. But probably as of the beginning of next week, we'll be 1 week behind 2017. One general observation that I've had this year, both at Shake Ridge plus all of our other sites, and even including in downtown Napa where I live,
is that at lower temperatures, so let's say 88 through 91, the power of the sun feels a lot more intense this year. Maybe it's a change in humidity, maybe it's me getting old and having my blood thin out, or disappearing ozone. But there is something noticeable in how intense the sun feels this year at relatively moderate degrees. So if I come back next week and I'm talking about looking like or feeling like Lobster Boy, I warned you here first. As promised, we're keeping these short and sweet. Each one of these episodes will cover something perhaps from a vineyard, something we're going through in the cellar, or things that we find interesting from pre-harvest and beyond. If you have questions or anything you'd like me to address, feel free to send me an email at hardy@dirtyandrowdy.com or leave a comment on iTunes, Spotify, or Anchor FM, and I'll try to get to those in future episodes. Each week, we'll throw a shout-out to friends and businesses that keep us keeping on, or at least you'll find interesting. This week, it is Contimo Provisions in downtown Napa. Contimo Provisions. You can find them on Instagram at that. 6 days a week, they make awesome breakfast biscuits, salads, sandwiches, prepared foods. They've catered every Dirty and Rowdy release party. They're good friends, and they make food that's awesome for picking up and cruising through the valley, stopping for lunch, or if you're looking to feed your crew during harvest, they can do that as well. And on that note, let's get weird. Adios.